Meow! Welcome to the Cat Tunes Podcast. I'm your host, Catherine Corelli. On this podcast, I'm going to talk about the stories behind my songs, the production tools that I've used, the production methods that I've employed, the instruments that I've played, the instruments that I've discovered, the arrangement methods that I've used, the real-life stories which precipitated the creation of my entire albums or of my separate tracks. So let's jump right into it, shall we? And welcome you listening to the Cat Tunes Podcast. This is episode 93. And today we're going to be talking about a song called Don't Lie to Me, which is the fourth track, as far as I remember. It is the fourth track, or no, yeah, the fourth track from the When Painkillers Fail album. Don't Lie to Me is quite the song, that I can tell you. At the time when it was written, and it was written back in 2007, I believe in early summer 2007, it was kind of a mockery of a lot of things. In the first place, I was musically... It was kind of a musical troll, because the song opens with a very EDM-ish kind of sound, with something very light and bright. And then, at some point, that initial start is kind of dragged down, pitched down, and out of that, all of a sudden, emerges an actual brutal riff, and a pretty brutal song. Needless to say that, at the time, I was pretty frustrated with a lot of things. I didn't have the happiest life, apparently, and I wouldn't say that everything was panning out my way, rather not. So it was pretty difficult. I had my frustrations with men, and a lot of those frustrations of the time, they got funneled right into the lyrics of this song. And again, I'm not gonna read the lyrics, I'm gonna send you to read them if you want, to genius.com, or probably in places like Spotify, when you're actually playing the song, it should also show the lyrics. I believe this album probably has all of the lyrics associated properly with the songs. So anyways, the bottom line is that because of my childhood, I've had problems with establishing trusting relationships with men, with partners. And it had a very heavy impact on my development. In those days, back in 2007, I struggled. I also was dealing with the consequences of growing up with a narcissist. So a lot of that went into my frustrations. A lot of that actually created my frustrations, my inability to see clearly whom can I trust, whom I can't trust, whom I just should, you know, pass by and never look back at, this kind of stuff. I didn't have the necessary knowledge, and I was just inexperienced. Alright, I was just inexperienced, and I was doing my mistakes, and then out of those mistakes, and out of those frustrations, and out of that angst, and all of those emotions, I was writing songs. And Don't Lie to Me is one of those songs. Nowadays, it's almost funny to look back at those times and realize what a mess I've been, and how far behind those frustrations are nowadays. It's been a long, long road. And it wasn't a pleasant journey. There were some exciting highlights at the time, but ultimately it was a very complicated, very dark journey. And a huge learning curve, basically. So I kind of see it in a positive light, that I was able to write songs about it, and the entire album When Painkillers Fail was written not in 2018 when it was released. It was written way back in 2007, so it is a really old album, which encapsulates a lot of my then worries, beliefs, hopes, my then darkness, my then worldview, my then obsessions, all of those things. So it's kind of weird nowadays to look back there at those days, and it's a pretty damn heavy album, at least by those standards, by the standards of that time. It was pretty damn heavy for me. Don't Lie to Me, yeah, that's a very, very sarcastic song. At the time, it was written as an edgy song, which was kind of challenging a figurative man, not a concrete person. It's not about one single person. It was addressed to the figurative man. And there's a bunch of questions that I'm asking in this song. So as far as the musical aspects of this song, I think we will dissect this in the following section. As far as the subject matter of this piece, as I said before, it is a knot of frustrations and angst and anger and expectations and insecurities as well. Darkness associated with that, and hurt and pain and heartbreak and all sorts of things crammed all together into this one heavy track. So I don't really think that there is much to talk about, and once again I want to recommend for you to, if you want to actually read the lyrics, and maybe even listen to the song, go and find this song on any major streaming platform, ranging from Spotify to Apple to Deezer to YouTube Music, etc., etc. And I think with that being said, let's move on to the next section and actually try to analyze some of the music in this song, all right? So here we go with the music analysis. First things first, the key is B minor, and surprise, surprise, the key of this song, Don't Lie to Me, doesn't really change throughout the entire song. We start in B minor and we end in B minor. Now, as for the intro, and everything that follows up until, I don't know, the first verse probably, you know what, let's listen to up till there. And then I will deliver some comments, and then we will pick it up from there, all right? So let's listen. So, the song, amazingly, after the previous brutal track, Don't Lie to Me, opens, surprise, surprise, with a very, very light, bright piano intro, which goes like this. Something to that effect, which is sounds odd on an album that clearly established itself through the past three tracks as a brutal, relentless, ruthless, heavy, dark, dirty, aggressive piece of work. So an intro like this all of a sudden is like, oh, what the hell is going on here? And that's the whole purpose of it. It's intentional. It's no coincidence. Then after that, there is a synth, a very kind of EDM, classic analog synth, I guess, something to that effect, that starts playing a kind of a riff, which we should take note of, because this is going to become the basis, this groove and this motion in the bass, in that riff, is going to become the foundation for the entire song. This motion, so there is a B, there is a D, there is an E, and an F sharp. It's primitive. It's deliberately as primitive as it could possibly be. And it's a mockery. It's a mockery of pop music. At the time, I was doing this quite often. I was deliberately taking some primitive sequence that is so beaten up, that was so overused, that is so banal, and I would just use it, and then I would distort it, and then I would add chromatic motion, and then I would embellish it, and then I would rip it to shreds and turn it into some deathcore death metal monstrosity just for the sake of watching it fall apart and become something absolutely different. I loved to experiment like this and to mutate really, really common, beaten up pop sequence, turn that and twist it into something completely different. And this is precisely what happens here. So, you have this line, right? And then at the same time, there is a melody that goes something like this. And then from there on, it starts to descend, and it's the pitch that kind of pulls it down. And then out of that, it's like, no, we're pulling this crap down. And now all out of here emerges the monstrous, rapidly moving riff, the dirty riff that becomes the foundation of the song. So from here on, we have a new riff, a heavy intro riff, that then leads us into some sort of lead-in bridge. Mm-hmm. Don't lie to me. Ba ba dum da da dum. Ba 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 ba. Ba da 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 ba ba. Ba 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 dum. So this whole first verse. Then we're going into this first verse becomes a mockery of whatever was just being rolled out in this very poppy fashion, in this candy cane kind of ridiculous plastic fake beaten up way, which was just laid out in the very intro. Now this verse 1 rages against that. Let's listen to verse 1 all the way till... I don't know, actually, verse 1, bridge, hook, riff, bridge, verse 2, bridge, hook. Yeah, let's listen all the way to the middle, and then I'll comment. This is, by the way, the riff that is being used as a lead-in bridge into the verse, and it is also the one that is used, the same exact riff, with a different, in different contexts, with different density of guitars and synths, is used as a bridge from the verse into the hook. So that's why I played it. So there is the verse. Don't lie to me. Now what am I? So why do you think that you can treat me now? I can't catch your breath and twist it anyway. I'm not compared to any lie you say. And then there is a the bridge. There is that little bridge with some rapping going on, and then we're going into the hook right after that. And this is just, again, once again, I repeat, through this entire album, I don't have the original stem, so I don't see the actual riffs and the actual notes. I have to take it all by ear. Kari wango kara gonna meet you, gonna rape me, gonna make me so polite, call the love of kara gonna need you, gonna get you all and everything you hide.
Inside!
So then there is this yell and scream,
Inside!
So then there is the hook. After this rapping bridge, whatever, after all of this inside yelling, after that we're going into the hook. When you tell me and die for me, do something more assuring, 'cause I then we're going back into the hook. Then we're going back into the bridge riff, which usually connects the leads into the verse and leads out of the verse into the hook. So it's a dual purpose bridge, basically. So what's going on in the hook here? We're starting with a G major, and we're starting with a sixth, if we're thinking in B minor, right? This is D major. Tell me you'd die for me. This is in F sharp major. And we're going to an E minor. Do something. Then we're going to a C major. More sharing. And then we're going to B minor. 'Cause I don't believe. 'Cause I don't believe. And then it's a B minor. Going into an E flat major, or no. Yeah, it's an E flat major. Plus 7, 9. Whatever the riff is. And then we're going again into the verse 2, and the difference is in that verse 2 is kind of embellished. It's the same. It's the same kind of groove that's going on. This time it's embellished because there is something. There is some additional synths or additional lines that are being played in that synth. Or should I say in the electronic guitars. There is some embellishment, so it becomes more dynamic. And there, the vocals start to shift, and there is a lot of like...
Lay!
some additional stuff that happens up there in the upper register. For the sake of variety, for the sake of more dramatic tension, whatever. It's also a pretty fast-moving track. It's pretty energetic, so it's not a slow kind of song. No, it's very energetic, it's very punchy. So, yeah, sure, the second verse has this additional layer of variety. After that, we're going back into the bridge again. There is the hook again. The same chord progression. And then we're arriving at the middle. Let's listen from the middle all the way till the end of the song. There's not much left, really. Let's listen. After this second hook, we're moving into the middle section, which has it's very difficult to pinpoint the notes here. Something like that. And then that's the first kind of chromatic fast riff, which goes, sure, I'm here to believe in you, sure, I'm here to believe in you, I need to believe in you, to believe in you, to believe in you, to believe in you. And it's rapped, it leaps up and down, there is some yelling, there is some screaming, there is some brutal riffing going on. And then after that, all of a sudden, we're kind of... is going on there, it's difficult to tell. This chromatic riff, there is like an... it kind of calms down a little bit, only to build up. So it gives a perception that we're in halftime, but not really, because very quickly this drum and bass jungle drum loops that are playing in the back, they intensify it once again and get it to the boiling point. Once again, and then there is the screaming section that is being rapped and screamed across this riff. You can call me coward or selfish, but I've got no time to explain. Though I have been, I'm not a town. I'm experienced enough to see you that blind. Who am I to you? Who are you to me? And et cetera, et cetera. In fact, we're nothing to each other if we aren't we. We always meet the ones we deserve every curve and twist of our destinies a fee for our deeds. So that these are the lyrics. And Yeah. You come so prove you're a man. Make me trust you before we begin. Yeah, gosh, this is such an angry song. Damn it. Show yourself whoever you are. And then after that, you would think that we would go into like a last conclusive hook or something. But no, instead of that, there is just a repetition of don't lie to me. And this is kind of reminiscent of what was going on in the hook, but not precisely. Don't lie to me. 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 Don't. And there is, you know, it's like dispersed in several vocals because there's the main vocal that sings one voice and then there's another one that yells in the back. There is another vocal doing this stuff.
Don't lie to me! Don't lie to me! Don't!
This voice, while the main clean vocal is doing...
Don't lie to me! Don't lie to me!
Etc., etc., and basically we're riding off into the sunset with these three chords, because the entire outro is basically just a G major, E flat major plus 7, B minor, and again. Etc., etc., etc. And as far as I remember, it goes on like that for like 4 or 8 times, and we're done with the song. And that's it. I'm sorry that I can't really decipher what's going on in that chromatic section in the middle, but more or less, this is the gist of the song. And I think with that being said, let's move on to the next section, shall we? So, as you have just heard, Don't Lie to Me is a pretty brutal song. It's not a ballad at all, and it is not... I mean, it is a totally legitimate continuation to the previous track, because back in those days when I was writing music, you know, even though, like, when painkillers fail, it's not Overcome. In Overcome, you have... it's like a journey. You go from one track to another. There is the global concept of, you know, developing one track into another one, building that up, and then reinventing a recurring theme or something like this. No, it's not the case here in When Painkillers Fail. It's more straightforward. And yet, even though these songs, each one of them, they're not directly connected musically, and they explore various topics, they still have this overarching tone to them, a certain vibe, a certain set of emotions, a certain range of emotions associated with them, and all of them are pretty gritty, pretty brutal, pretty aggressive, and very distorted. The vocals are also very distorted practically in all of these songs. There's just perhaps Nude Prelude, which breaks the album into two halves, is kind of a quiet before the storm, a safe harbor, so to speak. And the conclusive track, Hushabye Baby, is like a very strange lullaby, akin to the song Perish from the Overcome album. But other than that, well, Don't Lie to Me, I think, stands in line completely and totally with the previous two tracks, for its sheer brutality, for its experimentation, and for its, you know, edginess and punchiness. And once again, I want to remind you, if you haven't heard any of this music before, if you haven't listened to this album yet, I want to invite you, of course, to check out my music on any major streaming platform. It might be Spotify or Apple Music or iTunes or YouTube Music or whichever platform you prefer. Check out my music there. Look for Catherine Corelli. I think the link, the active link to my music, is in the footnotes to this episode. Click through, explore for yourself, find something you like. I have softer music, I have heavier music, I have older music and new music as well, so there might be something that might fit your taste. You can always find my lyrics either on a given platform, when the platform is able to display the lyrics associated with the song, or you can always go to genius.com and you can find my lyrics there as well. I also want to invite you to check out my YouTube channel, Catherine Corelli. I actually have some footage there in my Cat Vibes casual playlist. I do upload videos of my recording process. There is a lot of videos associated with the Natural Grotesque album. Me recording guitars and recording piano to the best of my ability. So, also recording guitars for the Take the Jive Reforged album, which I'm actively working on right now. And, you know, plenty of other footage, which you might find interesting. So I want to invite you to check out my YouTube channel as well. And also, on a different note, I want to invite you to check out my other business, which is southerncaracol.com, skin health and aromatherapy products, mostly consisting of oatmeal and honey soaps and shampoo bars, deeply moisturizing lotions, all natural products for all sorts of things. Mostly it is the oatmeal and honey soap bars with healing properties, with medicinal properties, should I say. Good for dry skin, for eczema, psoriasis, oily skin, or very dry skin. If you're looking for a soap that actually solves problem, look no further. Check out our website, southerncaracol.com. Southern, as in South, Southern, and Caracol, C-A-R-A-C-A-L.com. Pick something for yourself, for your friends and family, and discover the wonderful benefits of our products. We also have some new lip balm flavors that got just rolled out, literally, a couple of days ago. You might want to explore these products. Alright? With that being said, thank you very much for spending your time with me. Thank you for listening to this podcast and for subscribing to this podcast. If you find this podcast interesting, share it with your friends or whomever you think might benefit from this or might need to hear this. Alright? So, have yourself a wonderful weekend. I love you and you'll hear me on the next episode.